各位弟兄姐妹、啊、我们在座的长子传道大家平安。
Your brothers and sisters, ministers, peace to you all.、
啊、大家都很辛苦，因为我们课程也很紧凑。
We are all working very hard. I know the lessons are planned very tightly.、
哦、所以、啊、让我们有这个机会一起学习，也求主、啊、帮助我们。
We have this opportunity to learn together, and may the Lord help us.
最近有人都会提到一个问题。
Recently, people have come up with the same question.
我们真耶稣教会已经100年。
The True Jesus Church has a 100-year history.
那会不会变成百年老店？
Will it become an antique store?
因为使徒时代的教会，它是非常兴旺的。
In the apostolic times, the church prospered.
但是经过百年之后
But after 100 years,
到了启示录七教会
Come to the time of the seven churches in Revelation.
你就可以看到教会变质
You can notice the corruption of the
church. 而且有撒旦的座位
And also the throne of Satan in it.
并且有的是有名无实，不冷不热
There is also the church that is by name, but not by essence. There is
那当我们走过一百年，会不会有这种没落的情况。
After we cross a 100-year line, will we see decay ahead on the road?
当然我们也要警醒。
Of course, we need to come to our senses.
但是我们从圣经的应许。
And be watchful, but according to the promise of the Bible.
我们对教会是有信心的。
We have faith and confidence in our church.
当这个今年三月底在台湾举办这个。世纪代表大会的时候
When at the end of this year's March, the World Delegates Conference was held in Taiwan.
谢顺道长老有特别在安息日讲一篇道理
Elder 谢顺道 made a special sermon for the Sabbath sermon.
就是真教会必然兴起
And he mentioned the true church shall prosper.
他提到三个重点
And he mentioned three points.
真教会的兴起是神的旨意
The prosperity of the church is God's will.
因为这是圣经的应许。
Because this is the promise that the Bible gives.
那真教会的兴起是圣灵的能力。
The prosperity of the church is based upon the power of the Spirit.
我们如果靠人就会没落。
If we rely on human strength, we will decay, we will degrade.
你如果靠神，圣灵的动工就会兴旺。
If we rely on the work of the Spirit and the Spirit, you will prosper.
那第三个重点就是谈到百年过后
The third point he made concerns what happens after the 100 years.
我们应该要有这个属灵的眼光，看到教会的未来跟更美的明天。
We ought to have a spiritual vision to behold the future of the church and a better tomorrow.
当然教会是神的教会。
Of course, this church is the church of God.
但是它是因为我们被主拣选的信徒所形成的一个属灵的团体
But it is constituted by the group of members who are redeemed by the Lord God.
但是人有不完全的地方
Men have their imperfections.
那人的不完全，有时候我们如果只看人，而不去看神
If sometimes when we look upon men and their imperfections and we choose not to look to God,
那我们就会失去信心
Then we will lose faith.
因此我们要仰望耶稣
As such,
创始成终
Let us look upon our Creator, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果从圣经里面来看教会发展的过程
The Creator and Accomplisher of things. If we look at the Bible and the progress of the church in it.
我们说使徒时代的教会叫做早与圣灵建立的教会
We so call the Apostolic Church the Church of the Early Reign.
那它的过程当然从兴旺慢慢就产生一些变化。
As the start with the Holy Spirit, it started with prosperity, with majesty, but then corruption brought it down.
但是晚与的圣灵建立的真教会
and changed it, but the latter church established by the latter reign of the Spirit.
它会非常奇妙，从微小到尊大。
We wonderfully start small and grow big.
而且从卑微到尊贵
，from being of dishonor or being of honor，
从缺乏到完全
，from lack to perfection and completeness，
并且从这个涣散当中能够变到统一
，moreover from a multitude of facets to total unification。
那真教会的复兴。
When it comes to the prosperity of the church and its restoration,
我们从圣经的应许来看
according to the promise of the Bible as we see it,
初期的教会圣灵降临。
In the early church, when the Holy Spirit descended upon it,
从120个人。
It started from 120.
到3000个人受洗。
Then 3,000 were baptized.
5,000个人受洗。
Then 5,000 were baptized.
连祭司都信了耶稣。
Even priests came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以神的道大大兴旺起来。
Therefore, the word of the Lord prospered and did so greatly.
但是神的工作很奇妙。
Yet God works in wonderful ways.
你写到《使徒行传》28章之后。
When Acts reaches chapter 20 and beyond.
它是没有结束的。
It has no end.
因为《使徒行传》28章虽然是已经到一个段落。
Because although Acts ends in chapter 28.
但是你看到保罗在那边跟人家谈道理。
When you see Paul conversing with others in regards to the truth,
他给我们留下一个榜样。
He gives us an example.
我们今天还是要继续不断地把这个福音传到地极。
Today we need to perpetrate this gospel to the ends of the world.
传到普天之下。
To preach the gospel to the corners of the world.
所以教会的福音工作。
Therefore,The work of evangelism in this church.
这个29章就是等待你去写。
It's mentioned in 29 for you to fulfill it and complete it.
我们每一个人都要留下佳美的脚踪。
Let each of us leave a wonderful footprint behind.
能够为主做美好的见证。
And bear a wonderful testimony for the Lord.
那圣经的应许也很奇妙。
The promise of the Bible is likewise wondrous.
我们来看耶利米书。
Let us turn to Jeremiah.
第三章十四节。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
耶利米书第三章。
Jeremiah chapter 3.
耶利米书三章十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14.
耶利米书三章的十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14.
神说被盗的儿女回来吧，因为我做你们的丈夫，并且我必将你们从一城取一人，从一族取两人带到锡安。这里谈到说回来吧。
Mentioned here is return.
当我们回转归向神，
we return back to God.
那神的工作会很奇妙。
God's work will be wonderful.
从一城取一人，从一族取两人。把他带到锡安。
One will be taken, two from a family, and they will be brought to Zion.
我们可以看到教会的未来在微小当中变成尊大。
We can see that the future of the church starts small and grows big.
我们再看以赛亚书。
Let us also turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
六十章二十二节。
Chapter 60, verse 22.
以赛亚书六十章二十二节。
Isaiah chapter 60, verse 22.
自小的族要加增千倍，微弱的国必成为强盛。我耶和华要定其按定期速成这事。自小的增加千倍，微弱的成为强盛。
A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation.
这个晚雨的圣灵建立的教会。
The church as established with the latter rain.
它会朝这个方向慢慢走。
Will walk towards this direction progressively.
这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
那我们可以看到初期使徒时代的教会。
We can see that the early church in its early stages.
他们本来是完全的。
Originally was perfect.
彼此相爱，恒心遵守使徒的教训。
For the members loved each other and kept steadfast in the teachings of the
apostles. 而且环路公用，没有私心。
They took all things in common and had no selfishness.
所以主将得救的人加给他们。
Because of this, the Lord added to them the number that were saved daily.
但是后来有一个亚拿尼亚夫妇。
But later came Ananias and his wife.
他们就是纯私心。
Who had a heart of their own.
那当时的教会用私心来做圣工，神不喜悦。
God was not well pleased when he saw that in the church there were those who did things according to their
preference. 所以他们欺哄圣灵。
Therefore they deceived the Holy Spirit.
欺哄神。
They deceived God.
所以就被神刑罚而死。
Because of that, they were punished by God, chastised and they died.
这个是一个见解。
Of course, this serves as a warning.
它告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
今天我们在教会里面侍奉神。
Nowadays, we serve God in His church.
我们不要用个人的私心。
Let us not use our own mentality.
我们要用整体教会的这个发展来看问题。
But rather, let us regard matters in terms of the long-term and wholesome development of the church.
教会里面如果有人用私心来侍奉神，
if in the church anyone serves with a hidden agenda of their own,
神也知道人的存心。
God knows what is in man's heart.
神也会再兴起忠心事主的人。
And God will establish and elect those who serve Him faithfully.
因为神要我们用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
For God desires for us to serve with a pious and reverent heart.
所以教会要在不完全当中慢慢变成完全。
The church shall begin imperfect and end up perfect.
那我们如果看使徒时代的教会，
If we look at the church in the apostolic times,
到了十五章的时候，
Come chapter 15,
他们有两种争论。
There were two discussions among them.
一个就是对道理的争论。
One of them was regarding to the truth.
一个就是对工人差派的争论。
The other one had to do with the sending forth of the word.
当然一个是真理的问题。
Of course, one had to do with the word itself.
一个是人事的问题。
The other one was about human issues.
但是教会里面对真理跟人事，
Yet when it comes to the truth and human resources in the church,
它是有一个共同的规划。
They have a common range of boundaries.
真理要透过会议。
The truth must undergo a comedy.
所以当时外邦人信主，
Therefore, when the Gentiles came to believe,
有的人有不同的看法。
People have different ways of seeing this.
因为犹太人才是神的选民啊。
Because the Jews were alone the chosen
people. 所以就跟外邦人隔开。
Therefore, they were segregated from the Gentiles.
但是你看到保罗对彼得说你行得不正。
Yet when we see Paul say to Peter, what you did is not right.
跟福音的真理不合。
What you are doing is not consistent
with the word of the Bible. 那包括彼得看到那个大布的异象。
Including the vision that Peter saw regarding the great cloth.
神叫他说不洁净的你要拿来吃。
God told him, kill and eat.
但是什么是不洁净的？
And what is unclean?
你把外邦人当作不洁净。
You consider the Gentiles to be unclean.
但是神看作洁净的，你不能看作不洁净。
But what God sees as clean, you cannot regard as unclean.
所以福音要传给外邦人。
Therefore, the gospel must be preached to the Gentiles.
神要拣选普天之下的万民。
And for this, God would elect the nations under heaven.
所以你如果读使徒行传到十五章，
Therefore, when we read Acts to chapter 15,
它就是有两种争论。
There are two dilemmas that are being discussed.
一个是真理，一个就是人事。
The first conflict has to do with the truth. The second one with
human factors. 那这个真理要透过讨论。
The truth must be discussed.
大家有共识以后，
After having a common ground,
所以他们就有圣灵跟他们定义。
The Holy Spirit made this decision with the people.
所以从不一致到一致。
From dissension, come to an agreement.
那工人的差派，当然保罗他有他的要求。
When it comes to the sending of the workers, Paul has his own requirements.
但是这个马可又年轻。
Mark himself was a young lad.
所以后来他们就分开了。
So in the end, they parted ways.
本来做圣工，大家是老少同工，师徒相授。
Originally, when doing holy work, both young and old work together.
而且是高高兴兴的。
And they do so joyfully.
来侍奉神。
The sake of serving God.
但是保罗并不是瞧不起马可。
It is not that Paul despised Mark.
因为保罗传福音的工作很辛苦。
Paul worked in a very diligent and
那这个马可年轻，可能还不适任。
And underwent many difficulties of Mark in his youth.
所以他觉得不适合在他身边。
So he thought that Mark was not the appropriate companion in his service.
所以后来你看那个保罗写的书信。
Later when we see Paul's epistles.
他就说到马可是以我有益的。
He does mention Mark and says that he's beneficial to him.
所以他发现这个马可有成长。
Paul discovered that Mark underwent some growth.
而且在侍奉中他是长进的。
And in his service, he did see some.
所以后来马可跟保罗也是同工。
So later, Mark and Paul worked together.
所以告诉我们，教会圣工要兴旺。
This tells us that in order to prosper the church and its work,
同工就是同心工作。
To work together is to have one same heart.
但是虽然有意见不同。
To walk together even in the face of difference
of opinion. 不是用嫉妒攻击毁谤。
We do not envy or attack one another.
而是大家可以彼此体谅。
But rather we show forbearance to each other.
因为每个人恩赐不同。
For each person has bestowed different gifts.
我们要互相尊重。
We must respect one another.
你今天保罗他传福音很有恩赐。
If Paul and his son preached with great gifts.
那亚波罗他浇灌很有恩赐。
Apollos himself was gifted.
那彼此 搭配就造就教会。
Watering and by complementing each other, they benefited the church.
可以帮助圣工。
And by this, they aided holy work.
那同心的话，就会得到神的祝福。
Unity in heart will be blessed by God.
你教会如果不同心
，if the church is not united,
分门别类
，and there are divisions and contentions,
那纷争结党
，if there are factions within the church,
这个其实就是撒旦在工作。
This is actually Satan's own work taking place.
就是魔鬼在分化我们。
This is the devil separating us.
所以当我们在教会侍奉神的时候
，therefore as we serve God in the church,
我们应该要非常留意。
We should be mindful of this.
哦，这个使徒时代的教会一直到后面哥林多教会
，during the apostolic times and later during the time of the church in the church of
Corinth, 就是有这样的情况。
There was such a situation.
但是使徒教会他们还是非常能够知道说要透过会议尊重圣经的真理。
The apostolic church knew to gather into meetings and have committees and reference the word in the Bible.
哦，还有同工彼此的配合。
And also the mutual understanding and working together of its workers.
所以有人说同工有三种。
Some people say there are three ways of working together.
一种是儿童的童，不知道做什么工。
The word 童 in Chinese has many meanings.
小朋友在做事情。
One of them is children work in different ways than adults do.
哦，那个叫做童工啦，儿童的，小朋友在做事啊。
The first way of working is working as kids.
那另外一种是攻击的攻。
The second 攻 means attack.
哦，这个就是魔鬼在攻，魔鬼在分化教会。
When Satan attacks, he seeks to divide the church.
但是我们一定要非常谨慎。
Yet we must be watchful.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Extremely so, not leaving a foothold to Satan.
教会一定要同心同行。同工同劳来侍奉神。
Must work with one mind, one heart, one soul to serve God.
腓立比书里面
，In the book of Philippians,
有讲到有两位姐妹
，There is a mention of two sisters.
他们在主的工作上是劳苦的
，Who worked diligently for the sake of the Lord.
但是保罗写腓立比书的时候
，However, when Paul wrote Philippians,
特别勉励他们
，He gave them a special encouragement.
说你们的工作是辛苦
，He said.Your work is
但是我希望你们在主里面同心
But my desire is for you to be united in Christ.
而且让你们的工作能够得神纪念
So that your work can be remembered by God.
让你们的名字在生命册上
May your names be written in the book of life.
是神纪念你的
May God remember you.
所以我们做圣工一定要谨慎
When we work, we must be watchful.
那何况我们今天的教会
How about now in today's church?
我们是圣灵建立的
We were established by the Holy Spirit.
我们如果回到创世纪
If we return to Genesis,
以前的人要建造巴别塔。
In the past, people sought to build the Tower of Babel.
为什么盖不起来
？But why did they fail at their endeavor?
因为口音不一样。
This is because their language was changed.
这个叫做各说各话。
That is to say, each spoke their own.
那今天教会里面，如果大家各说各话
，If today each speaks their own,
那不是跟巴别塔一样吗
？Then wouldn't we return to the times of Babel?
我们所想所做的绝对不可能成就。
What we desire and what we do will not meet success.
当然，当时的人是因为骄傲。
Of course, the people back then failed because of pride.
要强过神。
They wanted to overcome God.
要高过神。
They wanted to transcend God.
但是我们今天在教会里面
，However, today in our church,
我们不是建造巴别塔。
We Do not build the Tower of Babel.
巴别塔是口音变乱的。
In Babel, the languages were changed.
我们今天是建造神的殿。
Today, what we build is the temple of God.
那神的殿有神的灵在运行啊。
In God's temple, there is the abundance of God's spirit.
神的灵在运行，就会合而在圣灵里面啊合而为一。
If God's spirit works, then there is unity of the spirit in the spirit.
哦，所以有时候开会。
For instance, when we have meetings,
开会的时候其实很轻松啦。
It is very relaxing.
我们开会的时候祷告
When we have meetings, we pray.
圣灵带领我们
And the Holy Spirit leads us.
那让我们开会，大家能够为教会的圣工好好去处理，好好把它做得更好
Causing us to have a suitable arrangement for all the matters and issues in the church for the work of God.
那会议当中都是大家要分工合作，分成负责
You know, meetings and conferences, we try to distribute the work accordingly.
那你今天会议议而决，决而行
If we have certain motions that are approved and then executed through our meetings.
如果你今天会议议而不决，决而不行
，If in our meetings we do not come to any consensus and no action is taken,
那会议也没有用
，then the meeting serves no purpose.
所以教会有时候讨论事情要快快乐乐。
Therefore, At times it pays to be more joyful when we discuss church matters.
我们侍奉神是要越侍奉越甘甜。
Our servitude should be the longer we serve him, the sweeter he grows.
那如果侍奉中有这些软弱，
If in our service we see these weaknesses,
可能我们就要警惕。
Maybe we need to self-examine.
而且要借这样大家一起来灵修。
And perhaps through this issue we should spiritually cultivate.
所以有人这样讲。
So some people put it this way.
当你开会前你多一点时间祷告，
Spend some more time praying before starting the meeting.
这个开会会节省很多时间，
And then you will save time in the meeting by doing so.
而且大家会同心，效果会更好。
Everyone will have one same mind and heart, and the effect will be better.
如果开会前非常草率，
If before the meeting things are done sloppily,
大家心思不安静，
And everyone's mind is all over the place,
想法不一致，
If thoughts are not united,
那这样就不能够合而为一。
Minds are not united, there can be no unity.
所以我们从圣经可以看到，
From the Bible we can see,
教会应该走的路是什么？
Which is the way the church should
take? 是按照圣经的道理。
It is the way of the word.
而且我们今天的教会，
Our church today,
我们信仰真理都是一样。
Has the same word and the same faith.
就像启示录二十一章所讲的。
As mentioned in Revelation chapter 21.
我们看二十一章。
Let us turn to chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章十六节。
Chapter 21 verse 16.
城是四方的长筐一样，天使用苇子量那城，共有四千里，长宽都一样。这边说城四方长宽都一样。
The city was a square, the same length and width.
这个圣城就是真教会。
The holy city is the true church.
我们教会要把福音传到四方。
Our church is meant to proclaim the gospel in all directions.
从东从西从南从北。
North, south, east, and west.
各国各族各方各民。
To all nations, languages, tribes, and peoples.
我们今天的信仰真理都是一样的。
We have a common faith, a common belief.
无论到哪里都是合一的。
No matter where we go, we find unity.
所以，我们今天走各个地方的基督教。
Therefore, when we look at Christianity all over the world,
你会有一种感受。
We will feel a special feeling.
真耶稣教会跟一般的基督教不一样。
The true Jesus Church is different from other denominations.
他们是分开的。
Because they are divided.
但是我们无论世界各国。
But no matter in what part of the world we find
ourselves, 大家就是一家一体的精神。
In the true Jesus Church, we are one family and we are of one spirit and mind.
因为教会本来就是神的家。
Because the church is supposed to be the family of God.
你今天在美国的教会，
if today
这里也是神的家。
This is the house of God.
你今天到日本，
if you suddenly travel to Japan,
那里的教会也是神的家。
The churches over there are also the houses of God.
所以有人说，你们教会好像有暗号。
And therefore, people say you seem to have a secret greeting in your church.
说那个暗号是什么？
What is the secret greeting?
就一句哈利路亚，就觉得很亲切。
The password is hallelujah, then you will be family.
教会不是有什么暗号。
There is no really secret greeting.
是因为大家以灵相通，以爱相系。
But that mutual understanding comes from the unity in the spirit by love.
但是我们也要警醒祷告。
However, we must be watchful and pray as well.
因为在末后的世代，
because in the latter days,
撒旦他会攻击教会。
Satan will come and attack the church.
我们赞美诗有这样唱。
In our hymn book, we have this hymn.
教会征战在世界。
The church has a war in the world.
教会要传福音。
The church will preach the gospel.
你要向这个世界来传道。
We must preach the gospel to the world.
为主耶稣打美好的仗。
We must fight the good battle for the Lord Jesus Christ.
教会征战在世界。
The church has a tumult of war in this world.
但是魔鬼今天要征战，他会利用教会。
But if Satan wants to go to war, he would utilize the church for his
purpose. 让你的内部有矛盾。
So that we have conflict within.
让你不能够合一。
So that we can find no unity.
以致圣工停顿。
To the point that holy work comes to a screeching halt.
那这个我们也是要留意的。
This is something that we should be mindful of as well.
所以末后的时代，
in the latter days,
有人会传这个另一个福音，跟另受一个灵。
Someone will speak of another gospel and another spirit.
甚至于另传一个耶稣。
They will even speak of another Jesus.
那我们要非常谨慎。
We need to be extremely watchful.
那但是今天我们要知道，
However, let us know,
真教会必兴起。
that the true church will be established and prosper.
这是圣经的应许。
For this is the promise of the
Bible. 也是圣灵的能力。
It is also the power of the Spirit.
当主耶稣降生的时候，
when the Holy Spirit, when
他是道成肉身住在我们中间。
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
而且充充满满有真理，有恩典。
With the fullness of truth and grace.
那今天我们教会是基督的身体。
Nowadays, the church is the body of Christ.
我们的教会就是为耶稣做见证。
And our church, bear witness for the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是教会的招牌在哪里？
But where is the banner of the church?
教会的招牌不是在墙壁。
The banner of the church is not by the wall.
教会的招牌是在每一个信徒身上。
The church's banner is upon each of its members.
你要从你的身上让人认识耶稣。
Let others see Jesus in you.
所以我们今天每一个信徒要荣耀神。
Each member nowadays is supposed to.
我们要追求灵修。
We must pursue spiritual cultivation.
让我们能够肉身成道。
So that what we think can be.
能够让人家认识神。
Put into action and make others know
God. 在灵修上更加完全。
So that we can be more perfect in spiritual cultivation.
好像早上传道讲的。
Just like the pastor mentioned this morning.
当这个拉撒路从死里复活。
When Lazarus came alive from the dead.
很多人要来看拉撒路。
Many people wanted to behold Lazarus.
拉撒路从死里复活。
Lazarus came alive from the dead.
是看他什么？
But,
看他生命的见证。
That is true, but what did people want to see? They wanted to see.
从他的身上能够看到耶稣。
So that they could see Jesus through him.
因为耶稣在当中。
For Jesus was in the midst of them.
他们也因为耶稣的缘故。
Because of the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
也因为拉撒路的缘故。
And also because of the sake of Lazarus.
他们就回去信耶稣了。
They return and believe in Christ.
这个约翰福音有这样写。
This is what the Gospel of John records.
那些人跑到这里来。要看拉撒路。
These people rushed to see Lazarus.
那其实也是要看耶稣了。
But the reality is that they wanted to see the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以拉撒路就是生命的见证。
Lazarus then acted as a testimony of life.
那今天我们教会能够更加完全。
Nowadays, if a church is able to reach perfection,
就是我们的信徒要追求完全。
This means that our members must pursue perfection.
所以圣经里面讲。
That is why the Bible says.
这个罪人在义人的会中是站不住的。
The sinners cannot stand in the congregation of the just.
今天我们受洗归入基督。
Today, as we are baptized and we return to Christ,
我们因信称义。
We are justified by faith.
所以我们要保守在 主的爱里面。
Hence, we must preserve ourselves in the
保守在神的恩典当中。
We must remain in the grace of
God. 我们不要再离开神。
Let us not depart from God.
不要再去犯罪。
Let us not sin again.
不要尝过天恩的滋味。又把主重钉十字架。
Let us not crucify the Lord again after tasting heaven.
你落在神的手中是可怕的。
How fearsome it is to fall in the hands of the Lord.
所以我们要能够好好追求。
Let us pursue things in the rightful manner.
让我们的教会得到荣耀。
And let us bring glory to our church.
因为你的见证。
Because of the testimony,
让教会荣耀神。
May the church glorify God.
教会展现的就是属灵神的国。
What the church exhibits is the kingdom of God.
所以圣经里面讲。
This is why the Bible says.
神的国在哪里？
Where is the Lord's kingdom?
神的国在你的心里。
God's kingdom is in your heart.
神的国也在教会。
God's kingdom is likewise in the church.
神的国也在天上。
God's kingdom is up in heaven as well.
这是我们将来的盼望。
That is our future hope.
神的国在你的心里。
God's kingdom is in your heart.
所以你要先求神的国、神的义。
Therefore, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
你能够遵行神的旨意，心中尊主为大。
If you're able to be a doer of the word and magnify the Lord in your heart.
神的国就在你的心里。
God's kingdom will then be in your heart.
那神的国也是在教会啊。
God's kingdom is also in the church.
所以教会是属灵的国度。
Therefore, the church is a spiritual kingdom.
所以比拉多问。这个耶稣
This is the reason why Pilate asked
Jesus, 说你的国属世界吗
It's your kingdom of this world.
比拉多说我的国不属这个世界
Pilate says my kingdom is not of this world.
那你是王吗
Are you king?
主耶稣说你说我是王
Jesus said you say
我为此而生
And was born to be king.
凡听我的话遵行我的道的人
Whosoever listens to my word and heeds my commandments
就是属他的人
It belongs to me.
所以我们今天是属神国的人
Today we belong to the kingdom of God.
那今天主耶稣说他为此而生。
Jesus says, "I was born for this."
他不是这个国，地面上的国。
He is not the kingdom of this world.
他是属神的国。
But he belongs to God's kingdom.
所以主耶稣他是万王之王，万主之主。
Jesus says, "The King of Kings and Lord of Lords."
那今天我们在教会里面
，Today as we abide in this church,
我们凡事要尊主为大。
We must magnify the Lord in everything we do.
我们是以基督为元首
，Because Christ is our head.
让基督居首位。
May Christ be our head.
哦，所以我们今天神拣选我们。
As we are chosen by God nowadays,
就是要宣扬神的美德。
It is to proclaim the beauties of His name.
而且今天教会是从天而降的新耶路撒冷。
The church is the New Jerusalem descended from above.
在希伯来书十二章二十二节。
In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22.
也是说这是在上的耶路撒冷。
It is also mentioned that the church is the Jerusalem from above.
是我们所共聚的总会。
It is the assembly of the
saints. 我们要来到这个锡安山。
Let us come to Mount Zion.
那这边讲到在上的耶路撒冷跟锡安山，就是讲属灵的真教会。
The heavenly Jerusalem and Zion refer to the spiritual true church.
哦，它是从天而降。
Which descends from above.
表示它是属天、属神、属灵的。
And this means that it is belonging to heaven, to God, to the spiritual world.
所以你今天看真教会。
When we regard the true church nowadays,
不能够用属世的眼光来看。
We cannot do so from a fleshly perspective.
你如果看表面看人，
if we look at the appearance at the surface of
the people, 你看物质，啊，看这个属世的观念，
if we focus on the physical and worldly aspects of it,
哦，你就会觉得它气貌不扬。
Then we will feel that it does not have comeliness of appearance.
哦，它没有什么家型美容啊。
It does not have any comeliness in its appearance.
但是当你走到里面，
but when we walk within,
你会看他属灵的荣美。
We will see its beauty and glory in the spirit.
虽然拿撒勒不能出什么好的。
Although nothing good can come out of Nazareth.
有人瞧不起他。
And some people despised it.
但是他却出了人间的至宝。
Still, it gave us the utmost treasure in
the world. 就是救主耶稣基督。
Which is the Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天主耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus today?
主耶稣在教会。
He is in the church.
啊，在我们当中。
He is among us.
因此我们教会要像，啊，这个，啊，装饰整齐的新妇。
Therefore, may we the church be like an adorned bride.
啊，我们如果再把它看到启示录。
If we go back to Revelation.
它就是羔羊的新妇。
It is the bride of the Lamb.
它要装饰整齐。
She must be adorned properly.
所以教会的未来，它会更加完美。
The future of the church is bright, for it be more perfect.
从不完美到完美。
It will start being imperfect and
reaching perfection. 那将来就是要啊，等候主来迎娶。
So that in the latter day, the Lord can come and receive her up on high.
所以启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
啊，第八节这样讲。
Verse 8 so says.
说我们今天蒙恩，要穿光明洁白的细麻衣。
Today, as we receive the grace, let us be clothed with fine linen, clean and bright.
而且要预备完全。
And let us be prepared and perfect.
哦，能够来参加这个羔羊的婚宴。
To be partakers of the feast of the Lamb.
哦，就是有福的。
Such people are blessed indeed.
哦，所以我们可以从启示录也可以看到这个教会的未来。
From Revelation, we can likewise see the bright future of the church.
哦，所以真教会必兴起。
The church shall be established and prosper.
这个是圣经的应许。
For this is the promise of the Bible.
我们之前有看过以赛亚书第二章。
Previously, we read Isaiah chapter 2.
第二节跟第三节。
Verses 2 and 3.
提到说末后的日子。
There it is mentioned that in the latter days,
万民要流归这个山。
The nation shall flow to the mountain.
而且这个圣山要建立。
This mountain shall be established.
哦，真道要永存啊。
And the truth shall remain forever.
那真的，这个圣山就是真教会啊。
This mountain is the true church.
真教会是坚立的。
The true church is established.
它不会动摇，不会没落的。
It shall not be shaken. It will not decay.
就像哈该先知所讲的。
Just like Prophet Haggai said.
这个殿的荣耀是要大过先前。
The glory of the latter temple shall surpass the previous temple.
但是这个荣耀不是指物质的建筑物。
But the glory refers not to the physical building.
它是在属灵上面的追求。
It is spiritual pursuit.
所以我们将来这个福音要慢慢广传普天之下。
In the days to come, our gospel shall be preached to the corners of the world.
而且要传给万民听。
It will also be preached to the nations.
要传到地极。
It will be preached to the ends of the world.
要直到世界的末了。
Until the end of time.
哦，所以我们从圣经的应许可以看到。
From the promise of the Bible, we can see.
啊，教会啊是充满着希望。
That the church is filled with hope.
而不是像我们一般的人在讲。
It is not like we oftentimes put it as men.
说真教会经过一百年。
After 100 years of history.
啊，它是一个百年老店。
The true church becomes an antique store.
百年老店是属世的。
This is a spiritual worldly concept.
它可以，它也可以改头换面啊。
It can also change its name, change its line of business.
哦，它如果不求成长，
if it does
当然就没落了。
Of course, it will go nowhere.
但是它如果能够求成长，
but if it does seek growth,
啊，能够 更新而变化。
If it can renew itself and refresh itself,
当然它未来的100年
and transform itself in the 100 years,
你会看到它是兴旺的。
Then you can expect prosperity.
一个国家，一个社会都是一样。
A country, a society, all work in the same manner.
那今天我们要看到教会。
Today, as we regard the church,
我们要为教会求平安。
We need to ask for peace for it.
我们来看诗篇。
Let us turn to Psalm.
诗篇122篇。
Psalm 122.
诗篇122篇。
Psalm 122.
122篇。
Psalm 122.
第一节。
Verse 1.
人对我说，我们往耶和华的殿去，我就欢喜。耶路撒冷啊，我们的脚要站在你的门内。耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城，众支派就是耶和华的支派上哪里去呢？按以色列的常例称赞耶和华的名，因为在耶和华在那里设立审判的宝座，就是大卫家的宝座。你们要为耶路撒冷求平安，耶路撒冷啊，爱你的人必然兴旺。愿你城中平安，愿你宫内兴旺。因我弟兄跟同伴的缘故，我要说，愿平安在你中间。因耶和华我们神殿的缘故，我要为你求福。这边告诉我们
，This passage tells us，
大卫写这个诗篇
，David wrote this psalm，
是上行之诗
，as a song of ascent。
上行之诗从120篇到134篇
，song of ascent go from。120,
总共有15篇
Interpreter apologizes, a total of 15
songs, 就是上行之诗
These are called the Song of Ascent
那这个上行之诗就是要往锡安山
The ascent is ascension to Zion
它好像在走阶梯一样
It is like walking upon a flight of stairs
它是慢慢往上走的
Steps that lead upwards
那我们的信仰我们的灵程也是一样
Our spirituality and the level of spirituality
我们要渐渐往上走
works in the same manner, we must progressively aim
而且
higher
跟神更亲近
moreover, draw closer to God.
但是我们知道耶路撒冷就是信仰宗教信仰的中心
Yet we know that Jerusalem was a religious center of life back then.
所以他们对耶路撒冷
so when the people regarded Jerusalem,
充满了一种爱慕
they were filled with that desire and longing.
所以人对我说我们往耶和华的殿去我就欢喜
I was glad when they said to me let us go into the house of the Lord.
早上有提到说我们要喜欢来聚会。
In the morning, we mentioned the idea that we must desire to come to service.
聚会也是做圣工哎。
Attending service is holy work.
聚会也是灵修。
Attending service is spiritual cultivation.
也是得上好的福分。
It is also the better portion.
今天当然我们说，就人不多，当然就会觉得好像炭火一样。
Granted, we say that if we are not many, we feel something very peculiar.
我们在主里面就是有属灵的团契了。
In Christ, we have a spiritual communion.
你家庭聚会也好
，be it family services,
会堂聚会也好
，or services in the chapel.
聚会的人多
，if there are many who gather for
service, 它好像炭火放在一起，它会眺望。
Then it is like coals put together that give place.
如果你把这个炭火把它分开，这里一块，那里一块，就分散了。
Coal, so scattered here and there, they are separated.
就容易冷淡。
They are easy. They cool down easily.
所以我们要互相勉励。
Therefore, let us encourage one another.
彼此鼓励。
Let us encourage one each other.
当然，有时候聚会人不多，两三个人嘛。
Of course, sometimes during service, we don't have many people, two or three attending.
我也遇过几次两三个人。
I myself encountered attendance of one or
two or three. 有一次是在香港的亚洲。
One time it was in 亚洲 in Hong Kong.
因为那边的信徒都到英国去了。
This is because all the members there immigrated to the UK.
聚会的人不多啊。
So there were not many left behind.
只有那个陈长老夫妻。
There was only Ella Chen and his wife.
跟他的女儿。
And their daughter.
在那边聚会。
Who gathered for service.
但陈长老每天都聚会的。
Ella Chen gathered for service every day, no matter what, he never stopped.
六点就开始聚会了。
He started service at 6 a.m.
聚会半个小时
every single day for a duration of half an hour.
他陈长老就是每天都是讲道给长老听。
Ella Chen would deliver sermon for his wife to listen to.
他是非常标准忠心的亲爱的听众朋友。
In a very standardized, responsible manner, she listened to the sermon.
有时候他女儿来。
Sometimes their daughter attended, so there was a grand total of three attendees.
有一次我从香港就是要去 看他了。
One time I went to Hong Kong to see him.
所以有一个张执事就带我，我们共五个人聚会。
Deacon Chang led me, so there, so we were a grand total of five attending the service that opportunity.
但是那个感觉也很温暖。
Still, we have a sense, had a sense of warmth.
所以我们不要想说人少。
So let us not look upon the number of people attending service. For the Lord Jesus Christ abide among us.
马太福音十八章说两三个人，主耶稣在我们当中。
Matthew chapter 18 says that if two or three of us gather in the name of Christ,
he
abides with us.
第六节讲,
chapter 6,
你要为耶路撒冷求平安。
Verse 6 says that we must pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
爱神爱教会的心。
For all of us have a heart of a love for the church.
所以要为教会求平安。
Let us ask for peace for the church.
有一次我到福建的薛港教会。
In a certain instance, I went to 薛港福建。
薛港教会给我一个印象很深刻。
The church in 薛港 left a deep impression on me.
他走进去的时候
，After walking in,
前面就是哈利路亚。
In the front there is Hallelujah.
右边就有一个字句。
On the right hand side there is a phrase.
那个门啊，旁边有用刻的水灵重生归基督。
Next to the door on the right hand side there is a carving that says.Reborn by the water in Christ.
火到良洗入圣城。
And then, by the baptism of fire and tribulation, you will enter into the heavenly city.
那再走进去，前里面就是以马内利。
Then going in further, there is Emmanuel.
那这个右边就写，做盐、做光、做新人。
On the right hand side, there is be the light, be the salt, that be a new creation.
左边就是爱国。爱家爱教会。
On the left hand side is love thy nation, love thy church, love thy family.
所以我们也是要爱教会。
Therefore, we must likewise love our church.
为教会求平安。
And ask for the peace of our church.
爱你的人必然兴旺。
For those who love you shall prosper.
让我们一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
阿门。